Check, check. At Clover Park, Adam McDonald, Jake Irk with you. Thanks for tuning in on a Tuesday night. Game one of six against Jupiter. Corey Collins leading off the home second against Mendez. First pitch, he cuts on it and fouls it away. Collins still looking to get it going on this rehab assignment. Will slug a ball into right field, dropping in for a hit. The Mets have their second hit of the ball game. Leadoff single for Corey Collins.
Well, that's a good way to get it going. 99.9 off the bat. Well struck ball into right field. Good clean swing. Roy talked to Corey earlier. He said that he's starting to feel really good, getting back to that full go, as he put it, in this rehab assignment.
Trace Wilhoit next, team leader with five home runs. First pitch in the dirt, good stop by Ortega. One oh pitch, and it's fouled away right side. Ball and a strike on Wilhoit. Wilhoit helped the Mets end the five-game losing streak last Wednesday. He had a sac fly and an RBI double in a 2-1 win. That double with two outs in the ninth to bring in a run from first. Huge hit. And that ice-breaking hit the Mets needed. Swings over the top of this changeup, and he's behind one and two. One-two pitch in the dirt. Good stop again by Ortega. Let's enter the day. Two games up in first place on Palm Beach. Four games up on both Daytona and Jupiter. Those two teams playing each other this week down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 2-2 pitch, and it's fouled back. Wilhoit gets enough to stay alive. This is the 40th game of the season for both teams. First half, 66 games. A lot of time left. Not a lot of time left. Depends on how you want to look at it.
When was the last time you saw the standings this tight in the FSL East in this first half?
Years. 2-2 pitch, and that's inside for a ball, and Ortega finds it in time to keep Collins. I'm not sure Corey saw where that one went either. And a hidden back there. Full count. Collins not running. High ball four. A single and no walk for St. Lucie in the bottom of the second. And maybe the man they want at the plate most right now coming up, and Simone Juan. Batted 300 last week. Very quietly having an excellent May, hitting 283 in the month with three homers. And he had two of those in Daytona last week. Starting to barrel up the baseball. Juan fouls one away for strike one. And this is where the Mets scuffled in their most recent series against Jupiter, and they lost 2 out of 3 down the road at Roger Dean at the start of the month. Really struggled to hit with runners in scoring position. At one point had an 0-for-20 streak. Trying to break through early tonight. Juan chases the high fastball, and it's behind nothing in two.
Behind here in the count, but Juan right now has the hardest hit ball for the Mets in 2025, which happened in Daytona at 112 miles per hour.
Time called at home plate by Ortega, and he's going to go talk about it. In general, Jupiter has pitched well against St. Lucie. Mets numbers offensively in the 6 games against Jupiter this year, just hitting 184 as a team with only a 276 slugging. O-2, Juan will fly into shallow right. On comes Valor. And he puts it away for out number one. No movement on the bases for Collins or Wilhoit. Shallow fly out. Retires Juan.
Underneath it a little bit too much on that swing. And with the wind being so light as it is, no much help there. Not able to get it deep enough, but still another chance now for Cuevas.
Cuevas off of minor league rehab assignment and just a regular St. Lucie Met now. That occurred last week up in Daytona. First pitch to him, lefty matchup, is a called strike at 88 on the cutter. 2-1, 1 out, no score in the bottom of the second. Pitch inside, changeup, ball and a strike. Cuevas is only playing 2 of the games against Jupiter this season. Of course, he was still on the rehab side when the season opened. Didn't play in that first series of the year. 1-1, a slow ground ball to the first baseman. He's going to take it himself. Henriquez retires Cuevas. Collins moves to third and Wilhoit up to second. Awkward looking roller off the bat. Some indecision there between Henriquez Ramirez and Mendez. But first baseman handles it himself. So now Jonathan Henriquez will bat for the Mets. 2 in scoring position and 2 outs. First and second, no outs. The Mets have not pushed a run across. A hit here will give them the lead, perhaps a 2-0 lead. Henriquez takes this one inside. Stopped by Ortega. Ortega's had to stop a few already. This one does get away from Ortega. And here comes Collins, and the Mets take a 1-0 lead on the wild pitch. And the catcher for Jupiter can't save them all. That one, it did hit the glove, but man, he really had to reach for it. And that should stand as a wild pitch.
Well, this is what the Mets have done, too, in some of these situations where they haven't been able to get a hit, but they've taken advantage of mistakes by their opponents. Good base running to be aware, get in very quickly, and they're on the board.
Wilhoit went to third as well. It's a 2-0 count on Henriquez. And he foul tips a cutter, big cut for Henriquez. Jupiter's the team that Henriquez homered off twice in a game on a Saturday night in Jupiter. Misses this changeup, and that'll even the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
And you go back to that ground out by Cuevas, and when it's not the result you wanted, that's why it's so important to get at least a productive out, because it does move both those runners over and then able to score on that wild pitch.
Pass ball.
Down for a ball. Interesting. Official score Bill has overturned that wild pitch to a pass ball. Personally, I felt like that was pretty far reach, that Ortega had to go for. Night air on a wild pitch there. 3-2, and it's fouled away, and that caught a piece of Ortega. What it does is it makes a run unearned for Mendez.
Yeah, that is the power of the official score. It gets to
it
make
is.
That call.
It's a power that I don't want. I did official scoring for Met Spring Training 5 years, and I was sweating through those games. I was nervous. Even when they told me, you know, it's a spring training game, it doesn't matter. I said, still, too much pressure. 3-2 pitch. High ball four. And Henriquez will walk down to first base. That's the second walk issued by Mendez in the inning. Mets are set up with runners in at the corners. Two outs. And we'll have a mound visit from Ryan Fairbairn, first-year pitching coach for Jupiter.
You talk about the high stress of being an official scorer, which Bill does a fantastic job for us here in St. Lucie. He's currently stressed, but for different reasons. He's done this a lot.
His hockey team. His Panthers.
They're in the conference finals and playing tonight.
I'm surprised you brought that up. Being the big Lightning fan you are, I thought you were off the
I'm a
NHL
bigger person,
bandwagon.
And I've moved on somewhat.
Somewhat. Yeah, I just remember those spring training games. And spring training, it was easier because you had all the home games in SNY. You had some help in the press box. But you never wanted to be on the wrong end of Keith Hernandez talking about your decisions.
No.
He was merciful to me. Trey Snyder at the plate. Runners at the corners. Henrique has a good size lead at first. And Trey will take a fastball right in there. I wonder if this is the time where the Mets might send Henriquez. And if a throw goes to second, have Will Hoyt come screaming home. I pulled that trick before. And the pickoff throw goes to first. It's a little harder when the pitcher's looking right at you as a left-hander.
Interestingly enough, it happened a couple of times in Daytona. Daytona was the one that pulled it off and executed well. The Mets were not able to stop it. And then the Mets did try it themselves, but Daytona did a good job of preventing it.
He's got the lean. There he goes. And the pitch is squib right side. It's wide open. A base hit for Snyder. A run in for the Mets. And Henriquez winds up at third. 2-0 St. Lucie. He'll put the runners in motion and good things happen. As the second baseman, Ramirez, was going to cover the bag, taking in the opposite direction of that baseball.
And even better than the stolen base attempt and hoping for an overthrow there and then sending the runner home, you just get a base hit, drives him home. Really nice job by Snyder to go down and get that one and get it to that right side where Ramirez was trying to cover.
And it's now the same situation. Runners at the corners. With two outs for Rodriguez. First pitch up high for ball one. And of course, if Henriquez can steal, why not Snyder? He leads the team with 12 stolen bases. One oh pitch. It's skied into shallow left, racing in McDowell. And he will make the grab for out number three. But a good second inning for the Mets. The first two reach, both come around to score on a pass ball and a two-out single. We'll head to the third, 2-0 St. Lucie. 29 pitches for that man through two scoreless innings, two hitless innings as well. A couple of walks, but no problem. Pick off and then a pop out to end the first and the second. Now pitching with the 2-0 lead is Will Watson. He'll face the catcher Ortega, then Hernandez, then back to the top and Salas. A squibber up the third base side. That's going to go fair. Houck had no play, hoped it would turn left, but it did not. Base hit for Ortega.
Really, that's just unlucky for the Mets. The way that ball rolled, stayed fair. And Houck made the right decision there to hope maybe on a chance it would roll foul, but it did not.
Yeah, sometimes when it gets on the grass like that and leaves the grass and hits the cut on the dirt, it'll push foul, but no such luck here. That's the first hit against Watson. And, we have a cramping issue for Ortega. Well, this is not that surprising. I mean, look, it's a million degrees out there. Maybe not a million. 95. And he's a catcher trying to stretch out that right leg. Sandy Crum, the trainer, out to have a look. And he's busting it down the line, trying to make sure he gets aboard safely. Suggestion to all these guys is stay as hydrated as possible.
It's hot out there, and you have to remember, too, on the field, it's even hotter than it is would be in the stands. Its scoreboard temperature reading 95 right now. It was 100 earlier today.
Yeah, I walked across the field around 2:30, and the scoreboard said 96. There's no shade. I said, this is going to be tough tomorrow. It's going to be tough tonight, but tomorrow when we have the 1 o'clock start, Wednesdays and Sundays will be rough for the players, but part of the game. Jake, it must have been brutal on Sunday up there in Daytona on that surface, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Artificial surface. Check swing pop-up. Hit the roof at the bat of Hernandez.
It was certainly nice and toasty up there in Daytona. But the good news is, with those afternoon games, is the sun eventually does go down. Temperature starts to drop. So you don't have to be stuck in the sun for too long.
Fastball laid in for a strike. Well, I'm going to say with some confidence that it's not going to get cooler as the season goes along. We had a nice little stretch of temperate games to start the year. 0-2 pitch outside. And starting about midway through that Daytona series, it was warm, bordering on hot into the 90s for the weekend series.
Listen, you love Florida for its great weather. You don't have to deal with the cold that much, but this is the one downside. It does get warm.
But we had two Mondays ago. It rained a lot the day after the Clearwater series. And it was just pouring all day, some localized flooding. Has not rained since. Very strange. False start to the rainy season. A line drive into right, Juan chasing back. He'll make the play. Nice job by Juan. Good read off the bat. Retire Hernandez. Ortega standing pat on first base. So first time through the lineup, a success for Will Watson. Two walks, an infield hit, a couple of strikeouts. Rather efficient. Back to the top and Salas. First pitch slider to him. Too high. Salas struck out on a full count pitch to start the game. Salas, the number 6 Marlins prospect. Swings and misses at the high fastball. Just 17 years old. He did not play in an affiliated game until the first game of the season against St. Lucie. The youngest player in full season baseball. You want to feel old, Jake?
No.
Well, you're going to. Salas swings and misses. He was born on March 4, 2008. It's not a good feeling to say that out loud.
These youngins.
Yeah, I know. What were you doing at 17 years old, Jake?
Nothing good.
No, me neither. One and two. Fouled away. Well, I remember when we came out of the COVID season and we had dropped from high A to single A and started putting out the birthdays of those single A players. And it was like 2001, 2000. It's like, oh, no. We've hit the 2000s. Now we're up to 2008. One and two to Salas, and he nubs one foul off to the left.
Well, you know, you go through this as a sports fan where you start out looking up to players that are older than you. Eventually, they become the same age. You say, yeah, that's really cool. I know some of these guys. They're just like me. And then you slowly become older than the players, and you start to feel, well, not as great.
Well put. One, two. Salas hits a ground ball out to second. Tagged there by Snyder. The throw to first. It goes off the glove of Wilhoit. And they cannot double up the Hammerheads. And Ortega is out. A good try by Snyder. It's tough to get speedy Salas. Kind of a calculated risk there by Trey that he could actually apply the tag on Ortega. But he did well to get the lead runner.
And that's a great effort. You're charging in, have to make that tag, and then turn around quickly and make that throw. Really don't have time to set your feet to make a good, accurate one. So it's a tough play, and it's just a base hit. You get the lead runner out anyway.
Ball bounced off the padding of the camera well. Stays in play. No error. Out of Morissette, who walked, stole second, and was picked off in the first inning on the double-A rehab assignment. Pickoff throw. Not in time. Salas this season, 14 stolen bases out of 18 tries. 1-0 pitch. Big cut by Morissette. Morissette this season played, or had 24 at-bats for AA Pensacola. 7 games. Runner goes. Pitch to the backstop. And Salas safely into second base. Be credited with his 15th steal of the season. Correction, Morissette, 18 at-bats with Pensacola. 6 with the FCL Marlins, so starting his rehab assignment at the rookie level before moving up to Jupiter. Hits with the runner in scoring position. The 2-1 pitch from Watson is fouled away over the roof. Watson steady this game at 95 to 97 miles per hour. Two-two pitch, the high changeup, full count. Watson's already pitched deeper into this game than he did in his first outing against Jupiter. And he chased him after 2 innings. He labored for 60 pitches. A lot of full counts that day. A lot of two-strike fouls. Payoff pitch. Walked in. High fastball. Watson, probably too many walks at this point for his liking. That's the third. We'll set up the Hammerheads with first and second, 2 outs. And Luis Alvarado, the Mets pitching coach, will head out for a visit. And a chance to tell you what's coming up in this week ahead here at Clover Park. Tonight, Silver Sluggers night. Got a good, nice crowd here tonight. Silver Sluggers actually got some autographs from some Mets players before the game. It's a nice little treat.
Yeah, yeah. Silver Sluggers, they always show out. Always a fun time when they're here at the ballpark cheering on the Mets.
Tomorrow, 1:10, matinee day. Thursday, $2 night. Friday, school's out night. School wrapping up here in Port St. Lucie. If you're a student K through 12, anywhere, you get a free ticket right outside the front gate, thanks to the St. Lucie County Chamber of Commerce. Saturday, starry night. Mets will support Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. We'll have that lantern ceremony. Be really neat after the game. And then Sunday, get Jupiter out of here with the 12:10 start on Little League Day. Abrahan Ramirez is up. Two on, two outs, and he will take a high fastball. And we'll take a break next Monday, and then three more games at Clover Park against Palm Beach, another split series. Three at home against the Cardinals, and then three on the road against the Cardinals.
More games at Clover Park, you say?
Yes, I say. Then an off day, and then six more at Clover Park against Dunedin.
Oh, music to my ears.
Unbelievable, the schedule. 1-0 pitch, and a fly ball socked into center field. Henriquez racing back, has room, makes the grab, and the side is retired. Will Watson strands a pair. He's fired three scoreless innings, and the Mets maintain their 2-0 lead. Sweltering night at Clover Park. You're just tuning in. It's 2-0 St. Lucie. A couple of runs in the second on a pass ball and an RBI single by Snyder. We have not yet seen the check swing challenge. We've had a couple opportunities with the Hammerheads checking their swings, but Mets not going to challenge those defensively. Colin Houck 0-for-1 with the strikeout to face Julio Mendez to start the home third, and he takes fastball below the knees at 94. Those two runs against Mendez earned last inning after the Snyder single. This ball does clip the strike zone. The ball and a strike.
I think one of the biggest reasons we haven't seen a challenge on that check swing too is because you only have one, unlike for balls and strikes where you have two, so you have to use it wisely.
This pitch a ball. I think the check swing, I don't think we're going to have many challenges where the batter goes past 45 degrees. That's a long swing. That should be, here's a hard ground ball, but right to the shortstop, chest high to Johnson. He throws to first, and Houck is out. 45 degree, I think the umpires are going to get that one right most of the time. I've seen the little animation, too. It's going to be fun to show on the scoreboard. 45 degrees, that's a pretty long way to go. But I imagine we'll see it at some point tonight. Ball is up and out to Gutierrez for ball one.
And you wonder if this happens more when there's a lot more going on for the umpire to pay attention to.
This ball is fouled back. Well, I think, Jake, in our opinion, that the challenge system for the balls and strikes, in my opinion, it should be used, the 1-1, is to overturn an obvious mistake by the umpire. And I think in this league, there's far too many batters and pitchers and catchers challenging razor-thin calls. I mean, sometimes you just got to understand the umpire's just going to miss. There's going to be a pitch close to down the middle, and for whatever reason, he won't see it right. That's, I think, the basis of the ball strike system to help out on the obvious ones. Here's a big bouncer. This will be a tough play for Ramirez, and the throw is late. And Diverson Gutierrez, the Mets catcher, hustling down the line, wind up with an infield single. And a little double clutch there by Ramirez did not help his cause.
I think that was the difference, was that double clutch. And he kind of just, I don't know if he got it cleanly, but that double take is what delayed him and then tried to rush that throw. And when that happens, it's a very, very tough play to make.
It is a hit. Gutierrez off on this fly ball into center, but will retreat as it's calmly put away by Salas. And Collins out on one pitch. He had singled in his first at-bat. So, yeah, if the thought process behind the ABS system is to give teams an opportunity to correct an obvious call, then the check swing, I think, is even more so. Because, again, that 45-degree angle, and if the umpire is not getting that one right, then that could be troublesome, because 45 degrees, again, that's a, most umpires are going to catch that. This pitch, a ball low. They did debut this check swing challenge system in the Arizona Fall League. And I don't know what the stats were on that, but the highlights I saw today, one of the challenges, I did not see one that was, he went around. 1-0 pitch to Will Hoyt. Takes a strike.
And with this being so new, too, there's going to be a filling out process to see how teams work with it, when you should and shouldn't challenge. So it might take a little bit of time. There could be some adjustments made to it as we test this out.
This ball ripped foul by Will Hoyt. 1-2. Another interesting aspect to this is that the umpire crews are going to switch starting next week. Carolina League umpires are going to come to the Florida State League. A 1-2 pitch in the dirt. So right away, those Carolina League umpires are going to be tested now. They're going to have to learn the ABS system, which they don't have in the Carolina League. And I believe these Florida State League umpiring crews are going to California League, if I'm not mistaken. So I'll be really into the fire next Tuesday. 2-2 to Will Hoyt, and he fouls one straight back. Yeah, that started last year, I believe, the umpiring crews in single A rotating between the three single A leagues, California League, Carolina League, Florida State League. Used to be the same umpires for the same season in one league. 2-2 pitch is popped up into right field. Ballore was playing way back. He has time, and he makes the catch to retire Will Hoyt for the third out. No runs to the Mets, one hit, no errors, and Gutierrez stranded on first. Three innings complete at Clover Park tonight. Mets lead Jupiter 2-0. at Clover Park. 2-0 Mets as we start the fourth. That means it's Jake Ricker time in the play-by-play. Jake, I've handed you a good score. Do your best.
I'll see what I can do. Hey, listen, I got the big win on Sunday, so we're on a good streak right now.
There was a lot of pressure on that Sunday. We have this whole season mapped out on Sundays. Home and away for Jake, and it had not gone well for him at home or away, but he got off the schneid on Sunday, so we're going to carry on with those plans.
Watson on the mound here for the Mets to continue into his fourth inning of work. First pitch too tall, and it's 1-0 now to Johnson.
Ball one. All right, take it back over. Ball one. I got to take this back over.
On one pitch.
One pitch. I tease.
Watson set again. And a 1-0. That one in there for a strike. Counts back evened up at 1-1. Adam, I don't know if you would actually do what you say and take the Sunday games away from me.
Probably not.
2-0 pitch. It misses low. I know you really miss being able to go down to Daytona.
Oh, Jake, when you were in the midst of an hour and a half broadcast and still in the third inning on Sunday, I was like, oh, boy. This is what I do not miss about Daytona when the 5 o'clock starts.
Watson's 3-0 pitch. And it's a high fly ball, this one into left field. Cuevas is underneath it, and he will make the catch for out number one. Well, I will say, I genuinely did very much enjoy being in Daytona for the first time. You know, that ballpark, it's actually, I don't know if you know this, Adam, it is only 2 years newer than Fenway Park. It is the oldest ballpark in all of minor league baseball. It has a lot of history to it, and it's definitely got that old-time charm to it. But I can also understand this for us broadcasters in that booth up there, being there all the time, it can have its moments.
Yeah, it depends on what perspective you're looking at it, I guess. I agree with you. When I first went to Daytona, I was like, boy, this is a throwback. It does have some charm, but the more you go there, the more you'd wish they have some renovations.
Ground ball, nice diving stop by Houck. He fires across to first. It's in time. Well, Colin Houck has had such a good year defensively and makes another great play.
It's first base and Will Hoyt applauding him. I'm sure he appreciated this good throw. That's a great play by Houck. Saved an extra base hit down the line. And you know, so many times to see a third baseman make that stop and panic and bounce a throw over there. He made that one easy for Will Hoyt.
So Laura out on the ground out, and now it'll be McDowell as Watson looks for a 1-2-3 inning. Here's a ground ball right to Will Hoyt. He'll take it himself and steps on first for that 1-2-3 inning. Nice job by the Mets here to start things off in the fourth. We head to the bottom of the inning with the Mets up by two. Back now here at Clover Park as we get set for the bottom of the fourth. Mets and Hammerheads in game number one of the six-game series. And Simone Juan will lead it off for the Mets. Mendez on the mound here for Jupiter. So he looks to head into his fourth inning of work. First pitch to Juan, big cut. And behind here, 0-1.
Yeah, Mendez, he's been solid. Issues with some command in the second, walking a couple and throwing a pitch that was a pass ball, but not easy for the catcher to wrangle.
Swing and a miss here. Now Juan behind 0-2. This set, he'll deliver the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball, this one to third. Stabbed by Morissette, throws over to first. It's in time for out number two. So great plays here on the hot corner by both teams.
Yeah, Morissette leaning and tipping forward but keeping his balance. And for Juan, 0-2, a couple of balls in play, but then an 0-2 hole in both his at-bats, and that's just tough as a hitter. You expect to get a good pitch to handle when you're in those counts.
That'll be Yohairo Cuevas up with one out in the inning and nobody on. He takes this pitch outside for a ball one.
And Cuevas with one of those at-bats where the box score doesn't tell the story. Ground ball for the second out, but move runners up and over.
1-0 pitch. Checked his swing for a moment. It's taken. 2-0. Still waiting to see that first challenge with the check swing challenge system now in effect in the Florida State League. This one taken for a strike.
I'll be severely disappointed if we don't get one tonight. Severely.
I would be surprised. I have to think that there's going to be happen at one at some point, because again, just like with the balls and strikes, can't take it with you. 2-1, another check swing. This one's too low in the dirt, though, and it's 3-1.
And we've had two appeals so far and pretty obvious non-swings. And then we've had these two by Cuevas where, again, not even worthy of an appeal. No good chances yet.
3-1, line drive, and that is down for a base hit. Cuevas will take a turn at first, but he'll hold there on a single. And now a tag made at first. Cuevas had to get back quickly, but he was in.
They could see this coming the whole way as he rips it down the line, wants to. This is a nice job by Valor. And Cuevas, that's a very nifty tag, or a very nifty slide, as you can see. He turned and went back to the inside. If he just takes a straight line back to the bag, a real chance for Henriquez to tag him out. That's a savvy move to get back to first base in a roundabout way.
So now with a runner on first and one out in the inning, it'll be Jonathan Henriquez at the plate. Waits this pitch from Mendez, and it's inside 1-0. And the Mets offense has been a big part of their success in that series against Daytona, and now off to a good start here in this series against Jupiter. Pickoff move back to first base, but Cuevas is in.
Yeah, the Mets, their two wins on Friday and Sunday to help them secure that series victory. 11 runs on Friday and 9 more on Sunday.
Look to first in the 1-0. Too far inside. Two balls and no strikes now to Henriquez. And this is where we've seen the Mets at their best. They've been patient at the plate, doing well when it comes to the clutch hitting, and the pitching also doing its job, keeping zeros on the board. 2-0, Cuevas is running, and the pitch is, gets away, rolls for after a swing and a miss, and it's an easy stolen base for Cuevas.
Ooh, and if Cuevas could have kept his eye on that, he might have been able to stay upright and go to third.
Rolled all the way to the backstop, and actually maybe worked out a little better for the Mets side. Henriquez did not foul it off. Thought for a second maybe he had gotten a piece of it, but did not. So it's two balls and a strike with a runner in scoring position now. Mendez holds, a look to second, and the 2-1. That one misses just a little bit too high. Three balls and a strike. And this pitch finds the zone inside. The count will run full. Full count here to Henriquez. Mendez is set. And the payoff pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. Henriquez down on strikes for out number two.
Yeah, just a good challenge fastball at the top of the zone. Here it is. Can you beat it? He's not going to walk him. It's a good pitch.
And now it's back to the top of the lineup. Trey Snyder, who's one for two at the RBI single back in the second inning. Looking to make it happen maybe one more time. Quavos on second base. First pitch to Snyder, loaded up deep into left field. This one not going to have the distance, though, as it's caught by McDowell just before that warning track. That will end the inning. Mets cannot get Quavos home from second. They still lead 2-0 here at Clover Park. Back now here at Clover Park as we get set for the fifth. Will Watson back out on the mound as he continues his hot start to this game, looking for another quick inning. And we'll face off here against the Hammerheads. A small delay as we have a door open down in the Mets bullpen. I think they were retrieving a baseball. It's going to be Henriquez. Looking off for Jupiter, swinging to miss here, and he's behind 1-1.
Yeah, Watson just one infield single through four innings. Had to work through some traffic, but was retired four straight.
Watson set, 0-1, and a fly ball into center field. Racing over is Henriquez. He's just in front of the track. He makes the catch and fires it right back in. Round 1.
Henriquez to Henriquez. He's been busy out there, and look, Henriquez, I mean, won an underrated plays last week. The Mets winning a game 2-1, snapping a five-game losing streak. Made a great running catch in deep left center, the second out of the ninth inning, and crashed into the wall, knocked the wind out of himself. And he's looking very comfortable these days out there in center.
That is Victor Ortega, the catcher for Jupiter, who is 1-for-1 so far. Takes this first pitch outside from Watson for 1.
And it's not the fastest Mets outfield core. Henriquez, the speediest of the bunch. Putting him in center, he can cover a lot of ground, and they need that.
1-0 pitch. And I'll miss too tall. 2-0. Well, and you've had the likes of guys like Nick Morabito, who is all the way up to double A now. He had some great speed and was a very solid, consistent center fielder for the Mets.
AJ now, back in April.
AJ as well, and now Henriquez trying to fill those shoes. Pitch is in there for a strike, 2-1.
We'll go back to that championship team in 2022 with Alex Ramirez, Omar De Los Santos, and Stanley Consuegra in the outfield on a daily basis. Man, nothing got down with those guys out there.
2-1 pitch. Just misses inside. 3-1.
And it's Watson challenge.
Challenge here from Watson. He thinks this was a strike. It's close. We'll take a look. It is a ball, but by how much? Unless it'll be a ball, it's .3. And now the Mets are out of challenges.
Well, technically, they got the check swing challenge. You can't trade that in for an extra ball strike challenge, though.
This is 3-1. And that misses inside. Ball 4, and it's a walk to Ortega.
That pitch looked even better than that one, though. That was a strike.
I think that one did clip. So that difference of 0.3 centimeters.
Challenged the wrong pitch. Well, I thought being up in Daytona for a week might help out the Mets with the challenge system, as they didn't have that up there in Daytona, but eager to get back to it apparently and use it.
I'm surprised that challenge came from Watson. You do not see pitchers challenge often. This pitch swung on and missed here by Hernandez, 0-1.
Last week, Brett Banks on rehab assignment, game one in Daytona, he tried to challenge a pitch, only to be told, nope,
can't do
we
it.
Don't have that up here.
You know, which is interesting, because they do have the TrackMan system up there, 0-1, and this will miss, use a count of 1-1, but which does track where the balls are at on the pitches, but they are not used for challenges.
Yeah, that's a Hawkeye technology data, which every stadium except Daytona operates.
And Daytona will not have the check swing challenge system either, also used with Hawkeye. This one is fouled off into right field.
No, but as part of that $30 million plus renovation they're doing in Daytona, which will be completed in time for next year, I'm told they are going to outfit that stadium with the necessary technology from Hawkeye to implement these systems. That's what I'm told, at least.
It would be a nice upgrade for Daytona. They are not renovating the press box, though, unfortunately for us. Fly ball into shallow left field. Three Mets racing in. Who's going to get it? It's going to be Cuevas. He makes the catch, and that's now number 2.
And a nice job to avoid running into Rodriguez, who was racing back as well.
So with two away in the inning, it's back to the top of the lineup for the Hammerheads. It'll be Salas, 0-2 so far today.
Yeah, the 17-year-old, we were talking about him and his age when he came up last time. Bus driver Ed chimed in watching tonight on Valley Sports Live. He said he feels old, too. He's driven the last three Mets managers as players.
How about that?
Yeah, you had Luis Rivera managing St. Lucie now as a St. Lucie Met in 08. Yukari De La Cruz managed St. Lucie last year, now at the Palm Beach as the bench coach. He played in St. Lucie 2013, and Gilbert Gomez 2014, 2023 St. Lucie manager.
Watson's 1-0, and therefore a strike. Count evens up at 1-1. Ah, bus driver Ed. Yep. He's worked with the Mets for so long. He loves his job. He was telling me some stories up in Daytona about his golf game. I don't know if you noticed, Adam. He was a little bit of a golf prodigy back in the day.
I have heard such tales.
1-1, hit high in the air. Left field, this is going to get out of play and into the stands, giving it chase as Hauk, but no play to be made. Told me about his great putting and his natural ability to read the greens. Maybe you should work with him a little bit.
Listen, Sonny Boy. Putter's working pretty good right now.
1-2. Salas here awaiting the pitch from Watson with a runner on first and 2 outs. Check swing, but inside.
Check swing, trying to get strike 3.
No challenge.
Well, pretty obvious hold.
You're just hopeful for one. You just want to
really,
see it.
Yes, I want to see this.
2-2 pitch. Fouled off. Well, maybe we'll get one late in the game. Because, again, as mentioned, of course, you can't bring the challenges with you. So maybe somebody will just say, yeah, why not? Might as well.
Yeah, ninth inning, let's give this a shot.
Watson set here. Pitch is swung on and missed for strike 3. And that will end the inning. Will Watson continues his strong start here for the Mets. They are still up 2-0 here at Clover Park. Nice clear skies here at Clover Park as we get set for the bottom of the fifth. Mets leading it 2-0. Jeremy Rodriguez will lead it off for St. Lucie. Mendez still on the mound for Jupiter, trying to match Will Watson right now. Just completed his fifth inning. Rodriguez 1-for-2. A ground ball on the first pitch he sees. It's grabbed by Ramirez. He'll fire to first, and that is in time for out number one. Rodriguez with some aggressiveness, and now that'll bring up Colin Houck. 0-for-2 so far today. Didn't make that stellar play at the hot corner earlier in the game on the throw from third. Now looking for some offense.
The Mets have had runners on in every inning. That tough stat against Jupiter this year continues. So they're just 1-for-8 in this contest. The runners in scoring position in the first four innings, stranding a total of five base runners.
And is set with the 1-0. And Houck fouls this one off. And something about those Jupiter pitchers, when in runners in scoring position, they start to throw some of their best stuff, and the Mets just cannot find a way to get a hit.
Yeah, no team has pitched St. Lucie Mets better than Jupiter.
And now the 1-1 to Houck. Line it into right field, but this one well foul and out of the ballpark.
I mean, Jupiter has three shutouts pitched this season, all three against the Mets. The Mets have only been shut out three times this season, all against the Hammerheads. Not be shut out tonight. Well, it's definitely a step in the right direction.
1-2 pitch, and that is in there for a called strike three at the knees. And Houck will go down looking for out number two.
Yeah, he didn't like it, but that ball halfway in the zone.
Bring up Iverson Gutierrez has a single back in the third inning, and he will look to try and extend this inning to avoid the 1-2-3. First pitch to him, he lays off of it, and it's ball one. Mendez working quickly, 1-0 pitch. Too far outside, 2-0. Good eye from Gutierrez here. And even in this game with the Mets, when it comes to runners in scoring position, they found ways to score runs. 2-0. And Gutierrez flies it high up in the air. Who's got this one? Calling for it as the third baseman. Morissette, he'll make the catch for out number three. So the Mets go down 1-2-3. We're going to head to the sixth inning. Mets lead it 2-0 here in St. Lucie. Back here in St. Lucie, a new pitcher on for the Mets, taking over for Will Watson. It's Luis Alvarez, who recently got promoted from the FCL, made one appearance in Daytona, and what an appearance it was. Two innings, no runs, no hits, and three strikeouts. He was excellent in his debut, and now looking to continue that here at Clover Park for his first appearance at home.
Six up, six down, half on strikeouts. Welcome to the team.
And a swing and a miss to start things off here against Morissette. Now behind 0-1. And a round of applause to Will Watson. Five innings pitched, just one hit, no earned runs, four walks, and three strikeouts. He was stellar in his outing. Line drive into center field. Racing in is Henriquez, though, and he makes the catch for out number one.
Yeah, sometimes those are the toughest to read. Center fielder right at you, hit on a line. He played that beautifully. He's had a great day out there in center.
Next up for Jupiter, it's going to be Ramirez trying to pick up the first hit against Alvarez, who's continued his great start. Fires in a first pitch fastball in for a strike at 97, by the way. Another hard thrower when it comes to this Mets pitching staff.
Throw like that, definitely want to hit the strike zone and force him to swing the bat and beat you more times than not. He'll be good.
Fires in another pitch for a strike, this one at 84. Changes speeds.
Tight slider there. Forcing Ramirez to take his time out.
Alvarez set 0-2. This one skipped in the dirt. And no chase from Ramirez. It'll be a ball and two strikes. To pitch in there for a called strike three. Alvarez stays hot, picks up a strikeout, his first of the ball game.
Ooh, 98 at the knees, inside corner. Wow. We're getting to that time of year where the Mets have promoted some pitchers. A few have been sent to the IL. They've lost some rehabbers, so getting some more players coming over from the Complex League. And you hope they can make the jump, and so far so good for Alvarez.
Here's the first pitch that is in there for a strike.
Well, that's nasty.
0-1.
That pitch nowhere near the strike zone, but Carter Johnson couldn't tell.
Bottom just falls out of it all the way down in the zone. Head here now 0-1. He's set and the pitch. This one just misses outside.
Power change up right there. Even that not in the strike zone, but still a good-looking pitch.
We are quickly seeing why he was promoted from the FCL in here with the Mets. Throwing strikes and good stuff. Here's a high fly ball. This one into center field. Henriquez is underneath it. He's going to make the catch. And Luis Alvarez stays hot. A 1-2-3 inning in his home debut. Still has not given up a hit. Back here once more at Clover Park. New pitcher on the mound here for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Taking over for Leo Mendez is Juan Reynoso. And we'll face off against Corey Collins to start things off in the inning. Mendez matching Watson in the inning department. 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. And the biggest difference between those two starters, Mets scored 2. First pitch taken here for a strike by Collins.
Yeah, Mendez went a little sideways there in the second inning with a couple of walks and a pass ball that was really tough to handle for the catcher. But otherwise, he straightened himself out and finished the retiring 5 in a row.
This one is hit fair by Collins. It's scooped by the third baseman, and the throw to first is in time. Collins thought he had that throw beat out.
Well, I don't think Collins knew initially that was going to be a fair ball. He was a tad late getting out of the box. That was weird. That was started in foul territory, came back fair. That was an awkward pathway for that baseball to travel.
It almost looked like it. It was a really weird hook. It was going to go fair and then hook back foul, went back again.
Right off the end of the bat. Don't know if it broke the bat or not, but literally off the end of the bat.
Collins did not get a good jump initially, not able to beat out that throw despite it being close. This one here in for a strike to Trish Wilhoit now.
Yeah, fans didn't like the call, but I thought that was the right call by Ashworth at first base. Bang, bang play.
This pitch fired in, but misses low. And it's 1-1 now to Wilhoit. Also trying to keep Mets hitters off the bases. And here's a fly ball deep into left field. Racing back is McDowell. He's at the wall. It's off the bottom of the scoreboard. And Wilhoit's into second. Stand-up double.
Yeah, just a laser beam right off the bat. Landed right there off the back of the warning track. Easy power for Wilhoit. Thought initially maybe he got it under this enough to get it out. Didn't miss by a whole lot.
Not by much at all. Falls just short, but he's in easy with the stand-up double. And now it'll be Simone Juan with one out and runner in scoring position trying to extend the Mets' lead.
Wilhoit's got that power of 7 doubles now. Leads the team with the 5 homers. Let's see if this is the inning that the Mets can't start to break through against this team with runners in scoring position. 1 for 8 so far. They'll have a couple cracks at trying to get Wilhoit home.
Simone Juan, the first to try and do just that. Reynoso said, and the pitch. That one is taken for a strike at the knees at 93.
Well, Juan's now seen 7 pitches, and they've all been strikes. So, patient there, trying to work himself into a hitter's count at 1-0, just flip the corner.
See if he makes that adjustment, maybe get a little more aggressive. 0-1. He fouls it off. Pitch that kind of came inside up near the hands on him.
So 2 for the third time. Well, getting comfortable in this situation. Not one you want to find yourself in 3 times in a game, but see if he can make something of this at-bat now.
Reynoso will come set. And the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Juan is down on strikes. And that is out number 2.
Nice cutter there. Started off the plate and further out. Juan trying to protect in the 0-2 count.
Now it'll be Johairo Cuevas with the chance to try and drive in Wilhoit 2-way in the inning. Cuevas is 1 for 2, singled back in the 4th inning. Can do it once more this time for a potential RBI. First pitch to him, misses too low. Ball and no strikes now to Cuevas. Now, Wilhoit out there on second base, still rocking the, he's got the pink cleats.
Hard to miss him.
And they pop. 1-0 pitch, Cuevas, hard ground ball. It's booted off by Enriquez, and now the throw to first is not in time. So a base hit. Nice job by Cuevas to hustle that one out.
That Will Henriquez was caught there flat-footed, and he did a really nice job knocking it down. I know you want the out. He nearly recovered it for the out, but he saved a run by keeping that ball on the infield, and he didn't get the out. But that was an extremely difficult play. That's going to be a hit for Cuevas. And I tip my cap there to Henriquez for penting that one to going into right field for a run.
Right now being called an error. We'll see if that changes. Runners on the corners for the Mets still with two outs. Will Hoyt advance down to third base. Pitch too tall here to Henriquez, and now it's 1-0. Ball and no strikes. Mets looking for a big hit with runners in scoring position. Pickoff move to first. Back in safely is Cuevas. Reynoso comes set. Looking for that final out. That's trying to capitalize. 1-0 pitch too far in.
They scored their first run in the same spot. Runners at the corners, two out. And Ortega couldn't make a catch on a pitch way inside. Maybe they can sneak across a run similarly.
2-0. And this one's flown in over the Cutwater corner. So a long foul ball. And now it's 2-1 to Henriquez. Fouls off another. Count even up at 2-2.
Reynoso not afraid to come right at Henriquez. A couple of hard fastballs to get himself back to a 2-2 count.
Two outs in the inning. Runners on the corners. Mets looking for the hit. Fouled off again by Yonatan Henriquez. So fighting to stay alive.
That fastball up to 96. It's a late swing to stay alive, but yeah, he could straighten that out or keep it fair.
Battle will continue. Reynoso set. Long hold in the 2-2. Line drive, and that's going to fall for a base hit. Will Hoyt's in to score, and it's a RBI single for Yonatan Henriquez.
Oh, great job by Henriquez. Falling, getting ahead 2-0. And a bunch of fastballs. This one looked like a changeup fading away. Just stayed right on it. Excellent piece of hitting.
And there's your hit with runners in scoring position. Drives in one more. And now the Mets have a 3-0 lead. And Trey Snyder will look to try and continue adding on to that lead with now runners on first and second.
Hopefully that breaks the seal for the Mets. The runners in scoring position situation, they have been 1-for-10.
Snyder, ground ball up the middle, and this is a diving stop by Johnson. He steps up, fires to first, but it's not going to be in time.
Johnson saved a run, though, by keeping that ball on the infield. Dodged the umpire, and he lost it out of the mitt. Because of that, he couldn't backhand shuffle the second. And I like that play by Henriquez. Come off the base and sure to make the catch. Hit for the Mets with the runner in scoring position. Unfortunately not leading to a run, but that's a good defensive play. Let's see if Jeremy can make it three hits in a row.
Now the bases are loaded with two outs. Rodriguez trying to capitalize himself. Takes his first pitch in for a strike.
And you're getting to the point now where, you know, another hit or two in these situations and the Mets can start to pull away.
They lead 3-0, looking for more. Reynoso is set. And the 0-1. Rodriguez fouls it off behind 0-2.
That's a pitch that he really wanted to drive right there. Fastball top of the zone, only at 90 miles an hour. Just got a hair underneath it.
Now in an 0-2 count. Three runners on for the Mets with two outs. Here in the bottom of the sixth. Reynoso's set. Pitch on the way. And that is taken low for a ball. Nice job by Rodriguez to lay off that one. A waste pitch, as you might call it, by Reynoso to try and get Rodriguez to chase. He does not. The count moves to 1-2. Rodriguez, who is 1-for-3 in today's game. He sit back in the first. Reynoso, the 1-2. And that is taken low.
Rodriguez has a really good eye and good plate discipline for just an 18-year-old. That's why the Mets have been comfortable batting him at the top of the lineup this season.
Has played most games from the leadoff spot, playing from the two spot today. 2-2 pitch. Taken outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
And for Reynoso, the last 3 pitches just not competitive enough. I mean, trying to get the easy swing and a miss, but Rodriguez not that type of hitter. I would not have wasted it. I would not have tried that changeup on that 2-2 fall to 3-2.
Now it's a full count with 2 outs. Runners will be moving. Reynoso is set, and here's the payoff pitch. Rodriguez swings and misses, and that'll be strike 3 to end the inning. So Reynoso is able to get out of a jam. Mets do score 1, and they lead 3-0 as we head to the 7th here at Clover Park.
Sunsetting on a warm night at Clover Park. Hey, scoreboard temperature dropping to 87 as we start the 7th. Well, Jake, look at you. You're on a little roll here. A win on Sunday. You built the lead here on a Tuesday in your 3 innings of work.
Well, when you say it like
yeah.
that.
Hey, Jupiter didn't even get a hit on your watch. I'm proud of you, Jake.
Well, thank you.
Andres Valor at the plate. He will take a called strike from Luis Alvarez, who's been a revelation. 3 perfect innings now in his St. Lucie career. 1-2-3-6 on just 9 pitches, 7 strikes. He's going to pick the corner for strike 2 at 97. Valor in an 0-2 count. Jupiter 1 hit through 6 innings. It was an infield hit on Victor Ortega. Well, this has been called a strike. It's been challenged by Valor. This is the first Jupiter challenge, and it is a loss challenge. Call is confirmed by Dakota Kilgore. Hey, don't challenge Dakota Kilgore. In the 0-for-3 between the two teams. So it stays 0-2. Alvarez's pitch. Slider dips below the zone, 1-2. Yeah, that hit by Ortega up the third base line. It's basically a swinging bunt. Hauk tried to let it go, foul, rolled right by the base. That's it. Otherwise, we'd have a real story brewing. 1-2 pitch, a ground ball up the middle, and that will get through for a hit. First one of the outfield for the Hammerheads. Valor is on base.
Well, now, Adam, I have called almost every single inning for Alvarez here, mm-hmm. and he had mm-hmm. not given up a hit until you took over. Mm-hmm. And there is a hit from Jupiter.
Yeah. Man, 0-2 count. Jupiter lost the challenge and would not have expected the result to be a hit, but I handed the reins back to myself, and look what happened. Here's McDowell, 0-for-1 at the ground, out in a walk. Alvarez from the stretch, first pitch, swung on and missed, fastball at 95. That scored two runs in the second, one in the sixth, all with two outs. So some clutch at-bats, a little help with the pass ball. 0-1 pitch, too high. It's about hit Jupiter now, 8-2. Inside and low, two balls and a strike. That fastball missed up at 94. Velocity dipping here. Valor on first base, making a good size lead. 3-1 on McDowell. He's running. Pitches a breaking ball. Throw up to second won't matter. Now the tag. Got back on. Well, he's given the free pass up there and nearly over the base. So a single and a walk. This is the best chance the Hammerheads have had all night. They had first and second back in the third inning, but that was with two outs. Now with nobody out and down three. And this is a spot where they can get back into the game. Luis Alvarez, or Alvarado rather, will head out and have a mound visit. Score update from down the road at Roger Dean. Woo, Palm Beach putting on Daytona 9-0 in the bottom of the fourth. And Palm Beach had a rough week over in Tampa. They won one game. Daytona had a rough week at home against the Mets. Pitching got worse for Daytona as the week went on and bottoming out tonight. That's a two-game lead over Palm Beach. Scores hold, that would stay. Showdown between the teams for six games next week. So Alvarez in his first bit of trouble in his young St. Lucie career. Tying run is coming up in Julio Henriquez. Mound visit over. First pitch, balk has been called. He'll scratch that first pitch. That'll send Valor to second, third, and McDowell up to second.
You know, and that has to be frustrating just after the mound visit. And you have the balk call, which now puts two runners in scoring position.
Hit at some point in this inning could very well make this a one-run game. It was single after an 0-2 count and then a walk and a balk. Second and third, nobody out. Check swing on appeal. Did he go? Well, Gutierrez asked, and the base umpire didn't show anything, so keep it a ball. Alvarez all of a sudden struggling to find the strike zone. Outside 2-0. This has come out of the blue. It was... After he got ahead 0-2, it was 9 strikes, 2 balls in this outing. But now, 6 of the last 8, 7 rather, out of the zone. A big bouncer up the middle, and that's going to be through for a base hit. One run is in. McDowell's coming home. He will score, and it's a 3-2 ball game. Two-run bouncer up the middle for Julio Henriquez.
Well, this pitch just catches too much of the zone, and a good job by Henriquez to get the swing off and drive that one back up the middle, the best place for it to get a base hit. And he's driven in two. Tightens up this ball game.
Tying run now on base with nobody out. Here come the Hammerheads. Victor Ortega next, and he will take a ball in the dirt. So a 1-2-3 sixth, and then three batters, nobody out. Here in the seventh, two runs are in. And all those chances the Mets had, particularly their last inning with bases loaded. They could have had a lot more runs than three. That's what happens. Runner goes. The throw to second base is into center field. And here is Henriquez going to third. A double clutch by the Mets. Henriquez throws it away, backed up by Alvarez. Well, a stolen base for Henriquez, an error on Gutierrez, and the tying run is now 90 feet away with nobody out. The pitch was a strike.
Stolen base, E2.
I thought Henriquez here just struggled to get out of his mitt. Not that that was going to make a difference. Well, the wheels have come off here in the top half of the seventh for the Mets.
Well, unfortunate on the throw from Gutierrez. Just sailed it into center field. Trying to make a quick transition. Couldn't do it. Instead of just having that runner on second and needing a solid base hit, now a sac fly will do it.
The pitch is overthrown at 96. Nearly hits Ortega. Ortega was really the only hammerhead having a good game entering this inning at the plate. He had had the only hit, and he added a walk. Now he's got a chance to tie it up. 2-1 pitch, and it hits him. And this is a out-of-the-blue mess for Luis Alvarez. Pitching so well and then just has come unglued after that Valor single. You don't want to have that happen as a pitcher. One base hit, let it unravel your whole night. But that has been the case for Alvarez.
I'm not sure what's happened here. It almost feels like he has the yips, just hasn't been able to find that consistency that he had in the first inning that he came in the sixth and in those two innings he pitched in Daytona.
It totally changed the minute a base runner got on board. Again, you really, as a pitcher, have to understand, not going to have a 1-2-3 inning every time. There's going to be traffic. You're going to get guys on base. Can't let it slip away like it has been. Runners at the corners for Jesus Hernandez. Mets defense will now back it up. Hopeful for a double play. They'll trade the two outs for the tie game. That's what it comes to. Right now, looking for any out as this pitch in for a strike, and that feels like the best pitch in a while. Oh, one. Oh, what a save by Gutierrez. Just feels like that ball was guided towards the plate. And Alvarez was letting it rip there in the sixth inning. A 1-1. Tried to come back with that two-seamer. Didn't get in the zone. Two balls and a strike. Action in the Mets bullpen. Bullpen a little thinner these days. 2-1 breaking ball. That's a good curve. So tried something different. Hadn't seen that pitch from Alvarez. Searching.
Maybe that's the confidence boost he needs to start getting back on track.
The 2-2. That same curve, though. This one bounced in the dirt. Another good save by Gutierrez. 3-0 Mets entering this inning now. 3-2. Nobody out. Runners at the corners. Mets just plodding along, enjoying the lead since the second inning, but now this game feels totally different. 3-2 pitch to Hernandez, and he strikes him out on the high fastball. Badly needed, first out, climbs the ladder, and gets the swing and a miss. That ball right at the tippy top of the zone. And now we'll wonder if that'll be the last batter he will be allowed to face Salas. No movement from the Mets dugout. Now a double play ball could get the Mets out of this thing with the lead. Salas 0-for-3. Will swing and miss at the fastball. Salas has struck out twice and grounded out once.
All of a sudden, it seems like Alvarez maybe has his stuff back. Great pitch on that strikeout, and then fires one in there again at 95. This one low in the zone.
0-1 pitch. Too tall. That looked pretty good from up here, but Kilgore said no. Ooh, that was in the strike zone by a good margin.
unfortunately, the Mets with no challenges, nothing they can do.
1-1, check swing, didn't go. Two balls and a strike.
And that was a pretty good curveball, maybe one you get a swing at if you had gotten the strike call on the last pitch. But in a 1-1 count, much easier for Salas to lay off.
On a slider in the inside corner, even the count, two balls and two strikes. That one just did get in, according to ABS. And Alvarez hunting a strikeout. The 2-2. Didn't get it. With that fastball at 94. That one fully in the zone. Well, two bad misses by our home plate umpire, Dakota Kilgore, in this inning, in this at-bat. Wow. So it is a 3-2 count. The pitch home, and it's a ground ball foul. That one would have been ball four. Yeah, this is why Mets really need to save those challenges. And the first one they used, if it had been successful, would have ended the inning. You get that one, but the other one was on a 2-1 count. 3-2 pitch, lost it. Ball four. Boy, that is a bad break for the Mets. And the umpire missed an obvious strike three. That's going to load the bases. And now you're not just talking about the tying run in scoring position, but the go-ahead run in scoring position, and Victor Ortega, and that's going to do it for Alvarez. Electric in the sixth, struggled in the seventh, looked like he made some pitches to give himself a chance to get out of it. Calls didn't go his way, and now the Mets will turn to the bullpen. Big spot, one out, bases loaded, up a run in the seventh. Hunter Hodges there on your screen. His 12th relief appearance of the season, finds himself in a critical spot facing the rehabber Cody Morissette. Mets nursing a one-run lead with one out and the bases full of hammerheads. First pitch, slider too high, ball one. Last time we saw Hodges on Friday night, finishing out a win up in Daytona with a sizable lead. 1-0, too high, two balls and no strikes as Gutierrez collects.
Well, and to finish kind of the challenges conversation, because you wish the Mets had him in this inning, they were really good early on in the year. They had that challenge rate up about 60%, right now at 44% coming into today's game with the opponents at 48%.
Hodges the 2-0, and just can't get that cutter in. Three balls and no strikes, and now in danger of issuing a walk to tie the game and pushing the go-ahead run to third base. Ugly inning developing for the Mets. Not a lot of strikes in it. Four-pitch walk. Couldn't correct with the fastball. So Henriquez will score from third. He ties the game at three. Ortega goes down to third as the go-ahead run. Salas up to second, and Morissette gets himself an RBI, and that will be his third walk. That was one of the easier ones for him. Bat never left his shoulders. So a three-run top of the seventh, and Jupiter showing no signs of stopping. Abrahan Ramirez is next. And that one too high, and it's five misses in a row and generally all in the same area.
And really, it's been the walks that have hurt the Mets in this inning. Jupiter with just three hits. Meanwhile, the Mets with eight.
Three walks and a hit batter in this inning. 2-0. That's six straight misses from Hodges, and the fans are grumbling. Inning started with the hit by Valor, then a walk to McDowell, then a two-run single, then a hit batter, a strikeout, a walk, and another walk. And now Luis Alvarado, the Mets pitching coach, will make his third mound visit. And this has got to start with maybe let's try something other than the breaking ball, even though the fastball he threw was probably the worst of the bunch. Well, the Mets, they've been really good at home this year for the most part. They were they're 11-10. They were 11-6. Then lost four in a row to Clearwater. They gave up a run in the first inning, all four of those losses at home, and they trailed wire to wire in four straight. Now, this one felt a little different. Coming home off the good week in Daytona, jumped out to a 2-0 lead, pitching it extremely well, but it has come unglued here in this seventh inning. Mets have not squandered many leads here at Clover Park. Ball three. Cutter no good. And Hodges find a way to rally and throw a strike. Yes. And we'll draw the round of applause. And this agitated Silver Slugger crowd. Ball four. And the Hammerheads lead for the first time. Ortega giving a free pass to the plate. And it's ugly out there on the mound for St. Lucie in this inning.
And this is something we really haven't seen before from the Mets. They've been really good all year long when it comes to throwing strikes. They've had moments here and there, but this inning by far one of the worst when it comes to the walks. That is the third in a row now. And you've had four walks in this inning and a hit by pitch.
A strike, very surprising. Will Watson, he walked four, but he managed to throw enough strikes to work around those as Jupiter only mustered one infield hit against him. And that pitch no good. It's a ball and a strike. Still just two strikes thrown by Hodges. And Carter Johnson, the ninth Hammerhead to hit this inning. And now Jupiter, an opportunity to blow this game, I won't say wide open, but certainly put a lot of distance between themselves and the Mets. And this ball is smoked into center field by Johnson. One run is in. Morissette being held. It's now 5-3. Salas comes in to score, and they're reloaded. A five-run top of the seventh. This ball scalded by Morissette, and or rather by Johnson. And Morissette, with that strong arm from Henriquez, won't test it.
And really the only good news from that is it was only able to score one run, which at least keeps this game still somewhat close and in reach here if they can get on double play ball.
Third hit of the inning. Came in with one infield single. Swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt by Valor. Now, Valor started this with the single off of Luis Alvarez. The count was 0-2 when he did it. And he became the first batter out of 10 this year to reach against Alvarez. We didn't think that it would spiral into this type of inning. A soft poke into the stands, and it's nothing in two. 0-2 pitch. Ooh, fouled off of Gutierrez's mask all the way off the top of the screen. And Michael Albunia, the associate trainer, will head out. Forget how tough these innings can be on catchers. I know it's not as hot as it was, but squatting back there, catching against what's the 10th different batter of the inning. And Jake, off the tie, to look deeper in the game notes, but off the top of the head, the Mets, I don't know if they've had a game this season where they've led at home and lost.
Yeah, they've been really good at Clover Park when it comes to leading late in games, but it's just really, it's been the walks in this inning that have been the major issue.
0-2 pitch coming to Valor as Gutierrez hangs in there and sprawls out to make that catch. This Jupiter team looked quite lifeless through six innings, being shut out, held the one infield hit, a 1-2 pitch, check swing, did he go? He did, and are we gonna get it? Are we gonna get the challenge? No, nope. Valor opts not to appeal. Interesting. I thought that might be worth a shot. Call that home plate by Dakota Kilgore. Apparently didn't hold up. Does he know? It's Mike McDowell takes a breaking ball for a strike. Are you aware of the situation here that he could have challenged that?
I just feel like the right spot with the bases loaded, but decides to hold on to it.
Meanwhile, that's a big second out. Doesn't produce a run. 1-1 count on McDowell, and if somehow Hodges could retire McDowell, would keep the Mets within striking distance. And that pitch comes inside 2-1. Cutter no good from Hodges. Hodges had a bumpy outing last week in Daytona, then had to come in on Friday night, that ninth inning fiasco. Fouled off 2-2 with De Leon not being able to throw a strike. Benches clearing, bullpens clearing. De Leon taken out. Hodges put in to finish with a 7-run lead. 2-2 pitch on McDowell. And he stays alive by spoiling the left side. It's kind of that ninth inning where the Mets are hoping not to have to use Hodges. It's not the way it works in baseball. Two pitch. Missed. Full count.
This is what's going to feel like a really big pitch coming up with a full count. Runners will be moving.
Morrison from third, Ramirez from second, Johnson at first. 3-2 coming to McDowell. And he walked him. Here comes Morissette. Make it 6-3. And it felt like a pretty important at-bat there. A chance to get out 5-3, stop the bleeding. Not enough strikes. You reverse it to last half inning, same situation for the Mets. 3-2 count, two outs, bases loaded, strikeout for the Jupiter side, a walk. And now strike one to Henriquez, the 12th man to hit this inning.
Now that is the sixth free pass the Mets have given out in this inning. Five walks and one hit by pitch.
Yeah, tough to overcome that. 0-1. Snapped in for strike two. O-2 pitch. Fouled away. Now you're looking at a hit here by Henriquez. We had a two-run hit earlier in this inning. Could make it a potentially 8-3 game, maybe more, if it went for extra bases. 0-2 pitch from Hodges, and he struck him out. Badly needed, but it comes way past the time the Mets wanted it. Jupiter helped out by five walks, a hit batter in the inning, scores six times. Hammerheads turn a 3-0 deficit into a 6-3 lead at the seventh inning stretch. A new pitcher on the mound, and it's a major league rehabber for the Miami Marlins, Declan Cronin. 27-year-old, formerly of Chicago White Sox system. He's rehabbing a left hip strain. Pitched with Miami in 2024, 56 games out of the Marlins bullpen. He'll face Colin Houck to start off the seventh inning with a 6-3 lead. This game has turned on its ear. Pitch comes inside at 92. So maybe the Mets can get something back here off a rusty reliever. Houck will sky it. Do they see it that time at night? It appears so, with Johnson, the shortstop, putting it away. Now we'll drop Houck to a quiet 0-4. Certainly the steam, air out of the building right now. Frustrated fans, I'm sure some frustrated players. Everything going swimmingly in this game through six innings. But disastrous top of the seventh. The most runs given up by the Mets in a single inning this year. Previous high had been five, and it happened four times. Last against Tampa on the 18th, so over a month ago. It's been that long since. Mets pitching has been roughed up that much over a month. Gutierrez 1-for-3 with an infield hit. Mets have doubled up the Hammerheads in the hit department, 8-4. Those walks, super costly.
You know, in a kind of a glass half full situation, the sixth inning has been one of the toughest for the Mets. And this runs.
This ball is stung into deep left field by Gutierrez. Back at the track is McDowell. He leaps up. Gone. Bye-bye baseball. Diverson Gutierrez with his third home run of the season. Clears the wall and left and makes it a 6-4 game. Instant offense from the Mets catcher.
Well, there is your glass half full situation. Gutierrez with some great power on a pitch low in the zone. He drove that one 100 miles an hour off the bat. 29 degree launch angle, 392 feet to get it out. Maybe this will spark the Mets offense.
And dugout's alive right now. Everybody happily greeting Gutierrez, who's showing off that power in this month. Had a home run last week. And we have a challenge here on a ball call to Corey Collins. And that was an instant challenge by Ortega. Teams are 0-for-3 challenging Dakota Kilgore today. And that will be a strike. Jupiter, successful catch from Ortega. We'll keep that last challenge. Call the return to strike one. Collins, 1-for-3 with the single and a run. I still don't like that challenge. And with the 6-4 lead, you're going to challenge the first pitch of an at-bat. You saw how costly it was for the Mets last inning. Multiple pitches in the zone, called balls, no challenges. To get a strikeout, totally would have changed that inning. Collins behind nothing and two. Uses his timeout. Cutter low, and it's 1-2. Cronin's 1-2 pitch. Cutter in. And if you're Gutierrez, you can say, I hit a home run off a major leaguer. Thrown in 9 games with the White Sox in 2023 before getting to Miami last year. Comes in too far on Collins, and Corey has brought it back from 0-2 to 3-2. Payoff pitch, ball four. How about that? Two nice at-bats from Gutierrez to Homer. Collins to come from behind 0-2 to take a walk. That's going to bring up Will Hoyt as the tying run. We all know that Trace has the power to turn this game around with one swing.
Well, Adam, and you said it. Maybe this was the chance for the Mets to take advantage against a rusty pitcher who's just coming back from injury, and they're starting to do that here.
We have a pitch clock violation on Will Hoyt. It seemed awfully quick. So he's going to begin in strike one. And I thought that was a quick one. Didn't seem like it was 30 seconds, 32 seconds. Bouncing ball to short and a good shoot top pick. The glove flip by Johnson onto first, the double play. 6-4-3, Johnson, Ramirez, Henriquez. And just like that, any hope of a rally there snuffed out. But the Mets do get one run back. Felt that was important to stop the bleeding. The Gutierrez home run makes it 6-4 after 7. got to look at Mets manager Luis Rivera working on his lineup card. A couple of changes here for the Mets. There you see the new pitcher, Juan Arnaud. Also in left field, Willy Fañez replacing Jairo Cuevas. Not sure what that is all about. Effort to answer after the game. Fañez for Cuevas straight up. Now Arnaud replacing Hodges. 6-4 Hammerheads. First pitch, a ground ball out to Will Hoyt. The long throw, Arnaud there, plenty of time, and Ortega is out on a pitch. First time he's been out today. Well, that was a rough top of the seventh, of course, for the Mets. Hodges looking to get the last two outs. He got him, but not without some struggles. Needed 28 pitches to get those two outs. One hit, one run, three walks. The inherited runners allowed, so that's his line. 28 pitches, 14 strikes. As Hernandez takes a strike. Alvarez, inning and a third, two hits, five runs, two walks, and two strikeouts. 38 pitches, 19 strikes. Arnaud's breaking ball backs right in there. Arnaud, last time we saw him was Friday night up in Daytona. He came in with a big lead, hit the first batter, walked the second one. Starting to think, oh no, going to play Daytona right back into this. Then he was lights out. He just started firing in strikes, fastball sliders, and six up, six down. Ended up being two breezy innings, and that's what the Mets are looking for from him. Every time. Certainly has the stuff capable of doing it. 0-2 to Hernandez. Breaking ball chopped foul. Now, Jake, back in college, didn't play sports, but talked to an old basketball coach. Great Valdosta State University. He told me he had this saying, hold the rope. I said, Tom, what does that mean, hold the rope? You always say it. 0-2 pitch. Strike three at the knees, a beauty at 97 to put away Hernandez. And Arnaud's coming to this game rocking and rolling. And he told me, well, when things start to go bad in any sport, you got to hold on to that rope. You can't just let it go and play yourself out of it. And I thought the Mets, they did not do a great job there with Hodges and Alvarez of holding that rope in the seventh inning. And this ball goes to the backstop. And look, not all innings are going to be one, two, three innings like you got from Alvarez in the sixth or Watson in the fourth, but way to issue five walks and hit a batter. That is not holding on in any sense. As Salas takes a strike.
Listen, you want to keep the game as close as possible to always give yourself a chance. You just never know how things can go. And coming up for the Mets in the eighth inning, they've scored 34 runs. It's been their best inning by far, so that not is, out of it.
You're exactly right. You have a check swing. Doesn't matter. It's a called strike. Salas didn't like it. Salas, one of those five walks last inning. One, two pitch. Strike three, and he knew it. How about Juan Arnaud? Just what the Mets needed on the mound in this eighth. A breezy 1-2-3 inning. The last run in the game is the Gutierrez homer. And Jake, you said it. Mets' best inning offensively has been the eighth. Let's see what they got down to. fans maybe Jake getting a little overzealous there in the Macho Man contest.
Maybe just a little bit.
Nobody asked for shirts to be taken off. I think that one fan tucked the baseball under his bicep and his shirt in his bicep. That's pretty good.
You know what? That's a smart move.
It is. He didn't fool anybody. We have a new pitcher, Samuel Carpio, to face Simon Juan. First pitch, a swing and a miss, and this is kind of crazy, but Juan has now seen 10 pitches tonight, all strikes. Just can't get himself into that hitter's count. I mean, 0-2 again. Fourth time, tough living for Simon Juan, who comes in as one of the Mets' hottest hitters.
I do like that he swung at both these pitches. He knows that he's been seeing a lot of strikes, so why not at least try and get something in play?
He puts it in play, a slow roller out to the shortstop, Johnson. Bad throw and a drop by Henriquez. He couldn't scoop it. Looked like he did. Did not. And that will be a throwing error. This is a costly play by Johnson. Easy play. Looked like Henriquez did initially make that scoop, but no serve. E6, and that's going to bring the tying run up in Fanyas. And he subbed in for Cuevas last inning.
Well, there you go. That's something that can easily spark a team. Get a leadoff base runner. And continue to try and chip away.
Fanyas hacking first pitch straight to the backstop. So Declan Cronin bounced around from the White Sox to the Astros, never played for them, and then to the Marlins. And the rehab assignment with the left hip strain, one inning and done, a Gutierrez home run. Pickoff play, and Juan is back. But did get out of further trouble with the double play ball. He threw 12 pitches, 6 strikes. Only in there for one inning, and now Carpio. High changeup. Ball and a strike. Carpio, 22 years old from the Dominican Republic. Relief appearance number 8. It's just 11 innings this year, but 17 strikeouts. 1-1. Nearly hits Fanyas. Two balls and a strike. Jake, again, that eighth inning, like you said, this has been where the Mets have been at their best, and they need it now as much as ever this young season. All of a sudden, isn't so young anymore at 40 games in the 66-game first half. An overthrow at 97, and a lot of clapping coming from that Mets dugout. Everybody up over the rail.
Well, they stayed locked into this game. Give themselves a chance here.
3-1. Big cut by Fanyas. Sails it foul over the stadium. Mets 34 runs in the eighth inning this season. The next best inning is third with 28. Full count with nobody out. Juan not running. Breaking ball too tall. Ball four, take your base, Willie Fanyas. Into the game defensively, and now a productive plate appearance. And the Mets, first and second, no outs, down two. Big opportunity for this team right here. With Yonatan Henriquez coming to the plate. Mets in this game, 3-for-13, runners in scoring position. You'll call one of those hits an infield single, didn't bring in a run. Henriquez, big RBI single last time up. First pitch, base hit into left center field. That's going to bring in a run. It's going to send another runner, Fanyas, to third. Huge hit for Henriquez to make it 6-5. Juan scores easily, and a good read there by Fanyas going first to third. And the Mets have the tying run 90 feet away with nobody out in the eighth. And they continue their great eighth-inning magic this season.
And that's 35 total runs now scored for the Mets in the eighth. Nice job by Henriquez to drive that one center field. Gets a hit in, and now a sac fly can tie the game.
Trey Snyder up looking for more. Runner goes to throw to second base. Not in time. Here comes the run to the plate. Sliding in. He is out at the plate. The return throw in time to nail Fanyas. A huge, huge first out. Here it is again. Coming in from second, Ramirez. The throw home. And thrown out. That is a brutal first out for the Mets to make it home plate. Their only solace there is Henriquez is into second as the tying run, but that is rough as Snyder takes this ball high. Well, Mets tried to do that play, you said, Jake, in Daytona, couldn't do it successfully. Well, this one just can't make it out there at the plate.
Credit to the Hammerheads. They executed that very well to get that run at home.
2-0 pitch fouled off. Bat goes sailing. The really unfortunate, well, the most unfortunate thing for the Mets is that the out was made at home plate. The other part is it looked like Henriquez had that stolen easily. You could have had a runner at second base and third base, no outs. You're looking at that point not just tying the game but taking the lead before the ninth inning. Two and one on Snyder. And Trey will take it for a high strike to even the count 2-2. 6-5 ball game. Tying run now at second base. As this crowd was very excited the way this inning started, but now pretty quiet. And Henriquez out there at second base. He was as soon as that throw came home and he saw the out, he just squatted down in almost disbelief. He didn't get the whole picture, but we gotta see if we can find a way to see how Vinius broke to home plate there. 2-2 on Snyder. Henriquez dancing around. Won't steal third, pitches down and away. That'd be one way to try to make up for it, steal third base, but at this point in time, the Mets down a run. Let's say it's at the point of counting outs yet, but every base runner is so important. 3-2. Snyder, two hits today. The payoff pitch. Snyder takes up and in for ball four. So literally every Met batter has reached base in this inning. The only thing that's gone sour on them is that out-at-home play. First and second. So they go ahead and run back aboard. An error to start the inning. On the ground ball to short, that against Juan, who came in and scored. Then the walk, then the single. Then the double steal attempt with the out-at-home. And now a walk. Ryan Fearben, the pitching coach, back out to talk to his struggling reliever, Carpio. Jeremy Rodriguez going to bat. 1-for-4. Last time up, struck out with the bases loaded. And he's going to get a chance one at-bat later to be in another critical spot. Mets led 3-0, cruising right along. Jupiter with the most inexplicable 6-run 7th. Mets clawing back. A home run by Gutierrez last inning and a run on Henriquez single this inning. Making it out at home plate. Trying to tie the game for the first out. And here is Rodriguez after the mound visit. Carpio first pitch. And it's in the dirt. Spiked in there. Gets stopped by Ortega.
Well, again, no reason for the Mets to be overly aggressive in this inning. You only have the one base hit. Two runners have reached on a walk, one on an error. So you take what the Hammerheads will give you.
Rodriguez, an infield hit way back in the first inning. Fastball, a strike on the outside corner. 98, and Carpio loosening up. A 1-1 count on Rodriguez. He nearly gets hit by this pitch, gets out of the way at 98. Two balls and a strike. You can see Ortega trying to tell Carpio to settle down. The walk certainly cost the Mets in the seventh. Now they're trying to live on the good side of the walks. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball in there for strike two. Good slider. Two balls, two strikes. Carpio set for the 2-2. Rodriguez takes a called third strike. He asked for a challenge, only to be told no, and that pitch was out of the zone. Mets wasting challenges early, and it's cost them big time.
And that's the third big call that we've seen that the Mets could have gotten on a challenge, but with no challenges remaining, there's nothing you can do about it.
That leaves it to Houck. First and second, two down. Colin, tough night, 0 for 4. Can turn it around right here. Carpio's pitch is fouled off. Out of play. This inning starting off so promising, but that out at home so critical. Should have been ball three. Is called strike three on Rodriguez. A bouncer in the dirt. Ortega saves it. Mets have scored a single run in each of the last three innings. Carpio trying to survive. Houck takes up and away at 98. Two balls and a strike. Gutierrez homeward last time up is on deck.
And while you do still have the ninth inning, if you're the Mets, you want to capitalize here in this situation. You got some momentum. You have runners on base. This is the time to strike.
That pitch nowhere close. And Ortega has to make another good catch. And looking at a wild pitch here would set the Mets up second and third. Ortega has saved a bunch today. Now 3-1, a hitter's count. But can Carpio find the strike zone? Houck will take a ball and a walk. And the Mets have loaded the bases, down a run with two outs in the eighth. Spiked right by the plate. Colin never really got a good pitch to hit in that sequence.
Well, we've seen the walks hurt the Mets, and now an opportunity for the Mets to take advantage on the other side of things. Gutierrez up with the bases loaded, of course, hit that home run his last time up.
Nick Weisheipel took a step out of the dugout and now back in. Now he's going to come out. Weisheipel, the manager, will make a pitching change, and the drama will only build here at Clover Park. New reliever coming in. Mets down a run in the eighth. Bases loaded, two outs. Gutierrez coming up. We'll be back with the new pitcher. banana phone greets the new reliever, fourth of the game for Jupiter, Chase Santala. He will face Gutierrez. The base is loaded and a one-run lead and two outs in the eighth. Big spot. Gutierrez a home run in the last inning. First pitch, slider down for ball one. Santala, 23 years old. He was the Marlins' last pick last summer out of UCF. Game number 14 for him, 13 out of the bullpen. A much-used reliever. Gutierrez takes a strike on the outside corner. I don't think he particularly cared for that call. Gutierrez also has an infield hit today, so 2-for-4. Time called, Gutierrez at the last minute. The tying run 90 feet away, and Henriquez, Snyder, the go-ahead run on second, and Hauk, potential insurance run on first. Gutierrez fights off this pitch up and in.
He's just trying to stay alive right now. Pitch close. Took a swing at it. Now you have to shorten up and protect.
One ball, two strike count. The pitch popped up and heading out of play. Oh, that was a hanger. A hanging slider. Gutierrez right there at the top of the zone. Spoils it. And out at home plate and a strikeout are the outs in this inning. It's trailing by a run. The 1-2. Line drive into right field. Here comes Valor to make the catch. It hung up long enough, and Jupiter survives the eighth. The critical out at home plate on Fañez. First out of the inning. Super costly for the Mets. They get one run unearned. And we will go to the ninth with Jupiter up a run. On the MLB Advanced Research Portal, got to look at the Fañez out at home, the caught stealing on the simulator, just little dots. But according to those little dots, it was he left on time. He left at a good time as soon as the throw went, just not quite fast enough. And a good play by Ramirez to get that ball home. So that was a high-risk play by the Mets that Jupiter executed on its end. And if the Mets could take that one back, I'm sure they would. They had everything going that inning. Played themselves into and out. You tip your cap to the Hammerheads for execution. And it was a play that, on hindsight, maybe a little too risky. Now, Morissette's going to ground this ball. Oh, what a stop by Houck. Gets up, whips to first. Willoyd holds the bag, and Colin Houck is having a night defensively. This will surely look like a hit through the left side. Smothers another.
It's very similar to the original play he made. This one just to the left side for him. Made that dive towards the third base side on that first time around. But two very nice plays defensively by Colin Houck.
Positioned just correctly enough with the lefty batter to be able to make that play. And he can't get this one. Nobody can. Ramirez, a base hit. One out single. Juan Arnaud had been four up, four down on just 11 pitches until that single. Jupiter, after the last three innings on the mound defensively, would love an insurance run. They've given up a run in the sixth, seventh, and eighth. And scored all their runs in the top of the seventh inning when they walked five times and were hit by a pitch. Here's Carter Johnson, takes a ball in the dirt. And you look back to that seventh inning. And Hunter Hodges struck out Valor for the second out when it was a 5-3 game. It looked like he had figured it out, throwing strikes. But then he walked one more to make it 6-3. And you think, ooh, that one feels like it might matter. We'll see if it does, but right now it is the difference-making run.
You know, the other thing to consider in this game, too, for the Mets, they've scored one run in the last three innings. So if they can get to the ninth, still down by just one, you think they would have a pretty good shot at tying this game.
2-0 pitch. Gets in there for a strike. Mets have been gifted some runs today, or a couple. Look at the pass ball in the second, an unearned run in the sixth, and an unearned run in the eighth. And Jupiter's defense a little leaky. 2-1 pitch. Check swing. Somebody just yells out, do the check swing challenge. We have not had it yet.
No, we have not. Wonder if maybe we'll get a chance to see it here now late in this game.
3-1 on Johnson. He will soar one into left field. Fanyas drifting back, still drifting, gets twisted. Oh, he made the catch. Not exactly how you draw it up. There's still a good breeze gusting out to left field. Philip, our cameraman, can... So there's a wry smile from Fanyas. Yeah, usually when it's past sunset here, that wind dies down. Those flags are really breezing out in right field. There they are. It's not something you get every night here at home.
A much welcome breeze, though, after how hot it's been.
This is about perfect right now. Sunset, 84 degrees. It was about, 5 hours ago, 4 hours ago. School board temp red 100. Luis Alvarado, we've gotten him used to doing this in big spots with the second out just secured to come out, get a mound visit, give his pitcher a chance to catch his breath. I think he knows that. Don't want this one to slip away. Can't have a two-out run here.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a stat recorded on it, but I think the Mets might have the most mound visits of any. See, they've worked out tremendously every time Alvarado's come out there. Pitchers have usually thrown strikes right after.
Now, some teams will just let the pitcher hang out there, try to figure it out. Mets, one of those teams that'll go out there and have a word as this pitch comes in for a strike. I think that there's really nothing Arnaud needs to be told. But I think just that buying him 30 seconds to recharge so he can make his best pitches is helpful. This ball is cranked by Valor into deep center field. Henriquez on the run, reaches up, and it's down. It's down for a hit, or is it? Nobody's sure.
I'm pretty sure that ball was caught. I'm pretty confident the umpire singled out.
Oh, we'll see this again. Oh, he did catch it. The way he caught it and turned it to throw back in made us believe that it might have gotten down, but he somehow made the catch. Nobody really knew for sure. That might have saved a run and a chance for a comeback. We will go to the ninth. Mets looking for a run. Eagle-eyed Jake Ricker saw that the base umpire, Jacob Ashford, signaled out right away on that line out. But the way Henriquez played it, you know, he threw the ball back to the infield right away. The Mets kept playing defense. The runner, Ramirez, ran all the way to third. But just kind of stopped. But good spy there, Jake.
Well, it seemed like half the team did kind of, well, wasn't sure. Others were running off the field. You didn't really know. It was tough. But umpire made the call right away.
Meanwhile, Chase Santala does not have a save this year. This would be a doozy. Four out on the road with the one-run lead. He'll face Collins, Wilhoit, and Juan. All three have the power to go deep and tie this thing up on one swing. Collins tries to tie it. This is on the fastball. Single and a walk for Corey today. And a run back into second. And he will use his timeout. That's at a 3-0 lead, then fell behind 6-3. They've scored the two most recent runs. Collins takes a fastball, 94 for ball one. Extremely painful out last inning. Tying run out at home plate on the failed double steal try. This one gets in for a strike, the cutter. That's a couple of walk-off wins here at home this season in extra innings. Santala ahead one and two. And he takes the ball in the dirt. Collins does even count two and two. Recall his last time at the plate in the seventh inning against the major league rehabber Cronin. Fell behind 0-2 and took four straight balls to earn a walk. Santala's 2-2. Collins foul tips at strike three. Good pitch on the changeup. A strikeout for Santala to begin the ninth. A passing word of advice from Collins to Wilhoit. Now, Wilhoit, I think out of sorts last at-bat, was called for an automatic strike, was confused, and then immediately hit into a double play. This time, no such issue. He does have a double in the game. And he swings and misses at the cutter for strike one. That's hoping that their big chance in the eighth inning wasn't their last one. Strike on the corner on the cutter. Elicits some mumbling from the crowd. Did clip the corner. O-2 pitch. High for ball one.
Nice job by Wilhoit to lay off of that one after a fantastically placed pitch on the last one. That one high. Try to get the chase from Wilhoit.
A 1-2. Wilhoit takes down and away. Santala hoping for a chase there. Didn't get it on the wayward cutter.
And the Mets have been really good in ninth innings. They have always fought to the very last out.
2-2 pitch, and it's popped up foul. That one off the roof. Mets undefeated at home on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Their only series opening loss at Clover Park was against these Hammerheads on opening night. Wilhoit strikes out on the slider. Back-to-back strikeouts for Santala in the ninth. After getting the one batter he needed to in the eighth to strand the bases loaded, it was a very impressive performance from the Jupiter reliever. The Mets will be down to the last out. Simon Juan, who has seen nothing but strikes today. He's been in the 0-2 hole in all four of his at-bats. And finally, he will start. He will have a hitter's count at 1-0. Mets have doubled up the Hammerheads in hits, 10-5. And on the scoreboard, it's Jupiter where it matters. Ball two. One 0 for 4 today. All those pitcher counts. Does have three home runs, including two last week in Daytona. Well, he won't bite at that pitch. The cutter outside, and for a guy who's been in the hole 0-2 all night, now finds himself in a 3-0 count. Wonder with as hot as he's swinging the bat with the power. Green light 3-0. He gets his pitch. Well, he didn't use it if he got it. I think he'd like to see that same pitch again. Sinker at 93, about belt high.
Usually this is where you start to see that green light situation after you take that pitch. Now we'll see if he opens it up.
Well, he didn't get a good one to hit. So Juan will draw a walk. The game will continue. Tying run aboard with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Willie Fanyas out at home plate trying to tie the game in the eighth for the first out. Just couldn't find the speed on the double steal. Come to the plate, his first plate appearance tonight. Off the bench for Cuevas, he walked. And the surging Henriquez is on deck, would love to give him a chance to hit. Fanyas will take a knee-high strike. It's 0-1. In case you're wondering, Fanyas, no homers this year. And he's down to his last strike, a big cut. Couple of hard fastballs here, and Santala is a strike away.
And this is a tough spot when you're down 0-2. Have to try and protect, but also don't want to chase a pitch way outside.
Santala had nothing in two. Can Fanyas find a way to get on base? He's going to use his timeout. Now back in. 0-2 pitch. Missed inside. Hammerheads dugout getting excited for a moment. That pitch was about a full ball inside. Anyway, Jupiter has maintained a challenge. The 1-2. Fanyas stays alive. That's out of challenges in the first four innings, cost them late in this game. Jupiter maintaining one. Neither team has tried that new check swing challenge. There's only been one time where you could have thought about it. Fanyas hanging in there. Santala, the 1-2 pitch inside, 2-2. Last out to get is the hardest. The last strike, that much more so. Overthrowing fastball at 94. And Salas, or rather Santala, no saves this year. The 2-2 pitch, ball three. Kind of clapping and cheering and smacking the rail in that Mets dugout. Well, Juan's going to get a head start on this 3-2 pitch. And again, the guy in lurking in the on-deck circle has come up clutch tonight. And Henriquez, give credit to Willie Fanyas, fighting back here. A couple fouls, taking three balls. 3-2 pitch, and he stays alive again. Fights off another cutter.
That's the best way to do it right there, just fight it off, stay alive. That was a close pitch.
That was pitch number 7 of this at-bat. So with the game in the balance, Fanyas putting up a good fight. The deeper these counts go, the more it starts to favor the hitter.
In Mets fashion, they are putting up a fight to the very last strike.
Santala, the 3-2 pitch, Oh, not even close. Ball four. Fanyas. What a plate appearance. 0-2. Down to his last strike. Fights off multiple pitches and earns his second walk. That'll push Juan into second as the tying run. And Henriquez will bat. His last two times up, he has produced a run-scoring hit. In the sixth inning to make it 3-0, that came with two outs. In the eighth inning, with nobody out, made it 6-5. You know Juan will be running on contact. Fines the winning run at first base. Mound visit between Ortega and Santala is over. Here we go. First pitch, breaking ball. Hits the outside corner for strike one. Henriquez had a two-hit game and a three-hit game last week. Now it's back-to-back multi-hit games after his hit in the eighth. 0-1 pitch. Fought off foul. Jam shot. And once again, Santala is a strike away. And the Mets are down 0-2 in the count, just like Fanyas was.
Can Henriquez battle back here until he gets a good pitch or even draw the walk like Fanyas was able to?
The 0-2 outside. Santala tries to nibble there and get the free swing and miss, but after walking, Fanyas getting ahead 0-2. And they come right at Henriquez here, not wanting to waste any more. The 1-2. Henriquez strikes out swinging. Foul tip secured by Ortega. Three strikeouts in the ninth for Santala. He pitches around the pair of two-out walks, and the Jupiter Hammerheads win the series opener 6-5 over the St. Lucie Mets, overcoming a 3-0 deficit through the first six innings. Mets melt down on the mound in the top of the seventh. Jupiter scores all its runs that inning. And a valiant effort by the Mets to try to come back. A great chance goes by the wayside in the eighth, and they can't quite come up with the big hit in the ninth. And that's as disappointing a loss as the Mets have had here at Clover Park in 2025. It's going to drop them to 11-11 at home and five straight home losses. Meanwhile, with Palm Beach crushing Daytona late in the game at Roger Dean, this division's going to tighten up even more. Mets' first place lead will be cut to one game over Palm Beach and three games to Jupiter. And the Jupiter Hammerheads now 5-2 against the Mets in 2025, and this by far the most frustrating loss of the five by St. Lucie to their division rival. Winning pitcher, Juan Reynoso. Losing pitcher, Luis Alvarez Santala with his first save. Time of game, 3 hours and 5 minutes. Take a break, come back with the postgame show to wrap up the Hammerheads' 6-5 win at Clover Park on this Tuesday night. back here at Clover Park, wrapping up the first of six games against Jupiter and the first of nine games in a 10-day span here at Clover Park. Mets wish it had gone better. It was looking swimmingly through the first six innings, but one bad inning turns the whole day sour as Jupiter wins 6-5 in the opener. Let's roll through the highlights of tonight's ball game. Mets get an RBI single here, a slow roller through the right side. Mets living right, runner stole from first base. That opened up that right side of the infield, and Trey Snyder had a base hit. Colin Houck, a couple of tremendous defensive plays at third base. Mets in good hands there at the hot corner, and it was a 2-0 Mets lead. And there's an error there on the first baseman Henriquez as we're in the sixth inning. Mets would end up cashing that run in on Henriquez's line drive single here to make it 3-0. At that point, Mets leading 3-0, Jupiter being shut out on one infield single, but just a nightmarish seventh inning for the Mets on the mound as Hodges and Alvarez combined to walk. Five batters hit a batter. Jupiter, three hits in the inning, all singles. And it was that two-out hit that made it from 5-3 to 6-3. That would be the difference-making run. Here's Gutierrez homering off Cronin, the major league rehabber, to make it 6-4. There's a bouncing ball for a double play off the bat of Will Hoyt later in the inning to keep it a 6-4 game. Mets would get a run on a Henriquez hit here to make it 6-5. At that point, the Mets had first and third, no outs. Thinking, goodness, going to tie the game, but double steal fails. Runner out at home. Here it comes. Fainas tagged out. This was a risky play run by the Mets. Didn't work out for them. And after that, they did have the chance in the ninth, but just a lot of steam out of the ballpark after that one. And Jake, everybody knows in baseball, you can't make the first out of an inning at third base. That means you definitely can't make the first out of an inning at home plate. And the Mets really snuffed out their own rally on that one.
And the biggest difference in this game is that seventh inning. They pitched a really good game. It was only that inning where all the walks piled up and then a couple of base hits. Things just completely get away from them. And I give more credit to Jupiter on that play at home. It's an excellent throw.
You saw
on that replay, too. He starts to come, like, a couple steps forward to make it even a faster throw. Really well done by Jupiter. But, again, you just go back to that seventh inning, which is what makes it so frustrating because the Mets played a really good game. They scored runs, had two errors, but pitched well. It was just that one inning.
Yeah, Mets double up Jupiter in hits. They pitch eight shutout innings, but that six-run seventh ruins the day. And now the Mets, you know, they are 2-5 against Jupiter. They feel like they're a better team than Jupiter. Obviously, in the record, they're still three games better than Jupiter. But got to find a way to solve these hammerheads because it's a very close division. There's still 26 games left in the first half. It's anybody's half, and you just hope at the end of the first half that you don't have to look back at this night and say, boy, that was a win we really needed and couldn't quite get. So Mets suffer their first home loss on a Tuesday night. They have not lost on Wednesday, and that's when we'll bring our next broadcast to you. Don't forget, it's the 1:10 start time. Mets will look to bounce back. We'll go airtime on Bally Sports Live at 1 o'clock sharp. It's going to be extremely hot. We could see temperatures up around 100 degrees at some point in tomorrow's game. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover. Hammerhead 6, Mets 5. For Jake Ricker and our entire crew, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. Hope all of you out there watching on Bally Sports Live and MLB TV have a pleasant remainder of your evening.